So, hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Tabletop
Discussions. We've only been doing this for 6 weeks.
Table talk.
You did that the first time too. Okay, everyone.
Sorry, guys.
This is Tabletop Discussions. I'm Emmanuel, and this is
Brittany.
But this is Table Talk and Tabletop Discussions. I'm Tabletop Top, and she's Table Talk. So, how was your day today?
My day was well. It was a nice day at work. A little crazy in the morning, but we made it through. Thank God.
Well, sorry your day was like that. Well, if I could have made it better, I would have.
Well, you did. We had our afternoon chat at lunchtime. It was a good pick-me-up.
Oh. Well, I can pick you back up more with this podcast for today. So, is there a certain topic that you wanted to discuss? Something that's on your mind?
Well, today we are choosing to discuss relationship goals.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Because I just read this quote right now, and I want to see what this means to you. I didn't write this. It says, I want to make you the kind of happy that when you lay in bed at night, you're just like, wow, who even knew that this was possible? What do you think about that quote?
I think that that's a relatable quote for myself.
So this...
At times, I do think, like, oh, man, I can't believe that, like, I have someone who checks off each thing that I was looking for. So I get it.
So you feel like this?
Yes.
So in other words, I'm a meme.
Because you are not a meme.
If you feel like this, and I just read this to you, I'm this quote. I'm a meme.
Yeah, you're that quote, but that quote is not a meme.
Well, what is a... It is a meme.
No, it's not.
I'm a meme. I'm a meme now.
That is a quote. That's not a meme.
Yeah, but if I was a quote, this is what I would be. I would be a meme.
Okay.
Right?
Okay, if that's what you want to say.
Yep, I'm a meme now.
But anywho, guys, ignore our little back and forth of fun badger that we're having. We're just enjoying ourselves tonight. We went on a nice walk downtown, and it was like, what, an hour?
Yep.
And then we went to it was 2 miles. Then we went to the chocolate bar.
Yeah.
And we had chocolate martinis. I had a white chocolate martini, and then you had
strawberry chocolate martini,
and we had some appetizers, and then we finished our walk and walked back home.
Oh, date night.
Date night, which is part of talking about relationship goals. So, how do we want to start this out?
So, with that being said, I wanted to talk about relationship. What? Because for me, I don't know how I want to say this. I just want to say that relationship goals is different when you're single versus relationship goals when you're in a relationship. Because none of the things that I'm doing now would I look at other people and say hashtag relationship goals. Because whenever I used to see Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, and I'd be like, oh, hashtag relationship goals. What was I talking about? It's like I wasn't talking about anything. I don't know. I wasn't talking about anything in particular because I don't know how their relationships are.
That's what I was about to say. I was like, a lot of people associate relationship goals with what they see of a couple, like a superficial thing of what they see. They don't necessarily know the ins and outs of like what those couples have to go through. And some people... who people are hashtagging relationship goals, it's like you would probably not want that to be your relationship goals if you knew the ins and outs of the things that those people have to go through. So that's why we're going to kind of I guess, break it down and give our perspective on relationship goals.
So you'll give your relationship goals from the woman point of view, and I'll actually take on the male side of you.
Mm-hmm.
So, relationship goals, when you weren't in a relationship, like, what were those goals? What was it that you wanted to have when you had a relationship?
So you're asking, like, when I was single, was I thinking like I wanted?
Yeah. And I'm not even talking about just single before you met me. I'm just talking about just single in general.
In general, yeah. So anytime that I've been single in my life. I think, like, when I was single, I was more so, like, I had this vision of, like, oh, the person has to be... And I guess I can do it from, like, when I was younger to, like, now. But when I was single, and I guess I was younger, it was more so like, oh, the person has to look a certain way. Mm-hmm. Or the person has to, you know, have this sort of job and things like that. So kind of like superficial things.
Okay.
But as I got older and matured in life, there were just things that I really felt that were important for relationship goals that wasn't like superficial things. So it wasn't about how a person looks. It was more so like their character, their morals, what were their passions in life, what type of goals they actually had for their own well-being. So those were the things that I started to look at and focus on when I got older.
What happened to the other things? They're still there too, right?
I mean, yeah, knowing, of course you want to be attracted to the person that you're with. And of course you want the person that you're with to have, you know, a nice job and a nice income, but that's not the end all.
Oh, I'll just, I was just asking. I was making sure you, it sounded like you were replacing things with things.
No, I wasn't replacing things with things. It was just that some things were just of more importance to me.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Got it.
Like, of course, nobody wants to be with someone who they consider not attractive. Like, you still have to have some level of attraction when you're with person, so that is of importance, but knowing that like your heart and spirit is right is even more important to me.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can dig that.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say, as a guy, I don't think we, because the guys I know, I would say that most of the time we don't just come out with relationship goals most of the time, because for a lot of us, we say we would like a relationship, but we don't really want a relationship unless it's the right relationship with the right person.
Mm-hmm.
That if we don't feel like it's the right person, we don't want the relationship, but sometimes we get pressured into the relationship with the person that we don't want a relationship with.
How can you get pressured into a relationship?
I don't know. Hang around too long and then you get stuck.
What?
You know what? They say if you stay in the barbershop long enough, eventually you get a haircut.
Yeah, but how do you get pressured into a relationship? Like, no one can pressure you into one. I feel like you still have to make your own conscious decisions that you want to be with a person.
Well, not that kind of pressure. Not that kind of pressure. It's kind of like for instance, like if a guy meets someone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they think, she might be like okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's like there's a lot of steps in between. This is my point of view. There's steps in between before the relationship happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times the male point of view is a little bit different, where It's kind of like for a guy to be in a relationship with a woman, it's not always because he just wants to be with her.
Mm-hmm.
Is he gets put in a position where he has to be with her.
What position would make you have to be with someone? Like, you have a kid with somebody?
No.
What are you talking about?
For instance, let's say we were dating, right? Right. You know what helped make us work, right? Was because the way I felt about you, I didn't want to meet anyone else. I didn't want to get to know else. So it was my decision.
Mm-hmm.
And as a guy, we feel more comfortable in situations where we feel like we made the choice.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's a lot of guys that go through it, that they're dating someone and they kind of are into them, but they don't know if they really want to enter a relationship. But then they get the pressure where she wants the relationship. It might be a day before he's ready for the relationship. So, but he's thinking, this is going the right way. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he kind of just eases in. So it's not that he doesn't want it. It's just like a little bit of a difference. That it also comes into play, like if a guy proposes to you because he wants to propose to you, is different than if you come to him and say, we've been together 3 years.
When are
we going to get married? Then it puts him into an awkward position, mm-hmm. where he might have been thinking it because he might have been trying to get his money up.
Mm-hmm.
But and might to get certain situations right. But it's just because the pressure came the other way.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like being a guy sometimes. It's like you want to make it feel like you want it to be here, which is kind of like the difference that if a woman came to try to talk to me. And I didn't approach her or even notice her, it comes off awkward. No matter who she is, it's probably not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't have to do anything. So it's like a difference. Again, it's my point of view.
Well, yeah.
So, relationship goals. I would say for relationship, it's like, as a guy, I would want a person that there's nowhere else or no one else that I'd rather be with. That a lot of times you appear to be in a relationship, they're in a relationship with this person, but there was this other person they would have rather been in a relationship with.
Mm.
It's kind of like going to the car lot to get your favorite car and then not knowing if you can afford it, so you just take what the dealer offers that's available. But you know you really wanted that Ford Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd be like, yeah, but we ain't got no more on the lot right now, but we got this Explorer. And you're like, well, I don't really like Explorers. You're like, but that's a nice color. So you get it because it kind of looks like what you want and it's the right color, but it's not the Bronco.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fine just as long as you never see the Bronco. I have bad analogies.
But it makes sense. I get it.
Yeah. So, anyway, relationship goes for me. It's like when I actually look at it, it's like I used to see the couples that seem happy and different things. Like, I like Michelle and Barack Obama. Again, don't know how their relationship is, but I actually like the way that they present and they seem authentic.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they look on TV when I see them, I feel like they're that way together. Because they've been together for a lot of years,
mm-hmm.
and I figure she's went through a lot of things with him to get to where he's at now.
Yeah.
That they must have a component of teamwork and mm-hmm. working together.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's never did anything that I know of that makes him look bad. And he doesn't do anything that makes her look mm-hmm. bad. And it's like they always seem to be lockstep on the same page, even when they're not with each other.
Right.
He finds ways to bring her up. And different things. It's like, I like that part. So I feel like relationship goes with me, somebody that works together like that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that wants to work with me, even if it's just my plan or if it's just her plan.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a good goal, like, to me.
To have, yeah.
So relationship goes for me is that type of, like teamwork. Somebody to have my back. That's a good goal.
I do think that's a good goal. And I think, With relationship goals, I do think that, like, once you get the person that I guess you desire, that you guys kind of need to narrow it down, like, what you feel are appropriate relationship goals to have within your relationship. You don't want your relationship to be built off of, like, something you saw off Instagram or Facebook or something like that. Like, that's unrealistic because most people are living a facade anyway. So you want it to be based off of values and ideals that you and your partner come up with together.
Okay. Well, in that case, my relationship goal prior to meeting you is I actually made a firm choice that I wasn't going to date down. It's like I wanted what I want or nothing at all. Mm-hmm. Because I've tried to do it a different way for so long that I felt like it would probably be better to just have nothing or no one.
Yeah.
Than to try to make myself fall for something or someone that's probably not where I should be.
No, I agree with you on that. I think that I was in a similar mindset as well. Because I had told myself, I was like, I would rather be single for 99 years before I mix and mingle with people who do not serve me well. So I was not willing to bend or compromise at this point in my life to try to be with someone. And then it just so happened that we both aligned with each other's thoughts and similar goals. So it was easy for us to come together so we could kind of bring our relationship goals hand in hand.
So can I ask you then? So meaning me, how close was I to your relationship goals? I could take the truth.
You want the real truth?
As long as you don't hurt my feelings.
I'm not going to hurt your feelings. You already know this. I said that you met my goals and then exceeded them.
Oh. Well, did I actually have any qualities that wasn't part of your list? I ain't surprised you at all. I just met everything on your checklist. I have no extra.
No, I do think that you surprised me with your
cooking ability.
Well, your cooking is good.
My wonderful dancing talent.
We'll save that for another podcast. But no, I do think with your level of like attentiveness and always wanting to make sure that like I'm happy in some form or fashion, mm-hmm. like that was something that I feel that you exceeded. Because I feel like I've never met someone who generally like wants to make sure that like I'm happy and that I'm okay and that I have the things that I need. And when I mean by things that I need, I'm not even talking about like financial needs or something like that or some sort of superficial need. I'm just talking about need and as in like support, mm-hmm. attention, like things like that.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad that I can be that. So I guess I'll be serious for a minute. When I talk about relationship goals, I'm going to talk about like when I was younger, when I used to think about relationship goals. Mm-hmm. Like I used to think this was my story, right? I was going to finish high school. And then I was going to go to college, right? Mm-hmm. And when I went to go to college, it was going to be, I was going to meet that person, right, when I was in college. And we would date through college, and then we would finish college, and then get into the career field. Then we'll end up getting married, and then get our career started, and then like 3 or 4 years later, like, we'll buy a house, and then we'll, like, start a family. And then we'll do more great stuff. And it was like this, you know, that the TV version.
That's very right? Sad. It was like a cookie like cutter version.
We were going to build.
Mm-hmm.
And the building will start at our base, but we're struggling in school, just trying to make it. We're on our own for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was like that. Mm-hmm. Not that struggle of.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we'll start from there and we'll build.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, but then it ain't, like, it happened. I'm like, it ain't happened for nobody around me either. So, and then the plan didn't come together. So then I kept trying to make adjustments, and I'm like, oh, to try to catch up to the original like plan. But I didn't really know what building like really meant,
mm-hmm.
because I don't think I was as thoughtful as I am now. And I don't think I paid attention as much as I do now. It's like as time went on, I had to learn to pay attention and notice other things, because there's a lot of things that I just didn't really realize till they happened. So in my dating experiences, it's not that I was actually dating down or not dating correctly. It's like I felt like I was doing the best as far as what I knew. Like, there's this voice inside me that would tell me, nah, this is probably not it. But then it was this other voice that was saying, but maybe. And I kept listening to that but maybe voice until I realized that ain't nothing but troubles. Yeah, stop listening to that voice.
I was going
to
say, a maybe voice is nothing but that, like, the two little devils, yeah, like, sitting on your shoulder. Just, like, a good one and a bad one. Yeah. I feel like the maybe is more close to, like, the bad one. Because if it's good, it's going to tell you, yeah, something that is, like, direct and, like...
Oh, eat this apple.
Yeah, like, something that's direct and more so, like, aligned with what you really want.
So, I know that prior to meeting you, like the last 2 years or so, I started revitalizing, like, what I thought about relationship goals and different things, where I was actually not just thinking about that so-called American dream, but I was thinking about what the goal is for me.
For you, yeah.
And a goal. So, the goal for me came out, like, a little different, that I felt like I've been on this journey for a long time, and I felt like that person I meet will also be on her journey, and I felt like I needed the person to have a purpose and understand their purpose,
mm-hmm,
because I'm at my best, and I'm actually happy and at peace because I'm living in my purpose,
mm-hmm,
and I found from the people around me, if you're living in your purpose... And for a lot of people, purpose is your job, what you do for a living, or anything you have going on in your life that you know this is what you're put on earth to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for many of us, they don't even either don't know what they were put on this earth to do or never even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I was like, when I found that person, I'll know because they'll be secure from within their self.
Mm-hmm.
And if they know their purpose, that means they're far along in their journey. That means I can meet them at that intersection and we can go the rest of the way together.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met a lot of people that it's not that they weren't in their purpose. They didn't really know their purpose.
Mm.
And people, sometimes when people don't know their purpose, it's like sometimes they have to look to you for their self-esteem purposes, mm-hmm, and their own happiness purpose. Mm-hmm. And a person that's truly happy will be happy with or without you, yeah, because they're happy. And sometimes it's hard to stand up when people are holding your hands, both of them. It's like they can't help you stand because they're holding your hands and you're trying to pull them up.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I was doing too much of that. I know that sounds like serious, but that was actually affecting a lot of things that I was doing.
Yeah.
So I wanted someone that understood their purpose so they could, mm-hmm, meet me on the journey. I wanted someone that you know how people say Jesus take the wheel? I wanted literally, is that how you say it? Mm. Probably not. But I wanted someone that if I ever got tired or if I needed a break, that they'll be able to take the wheel. Like, I don't always want to drive. I'm a good driver. I just don't always want to drive.
Sometimes you want to be a passenger.
Yeah. You going to pick me up tomorrow?
Sure.
Where are we going? He's like, Evan.
I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Okay. But anyway, do you have a relationship quote? Of course you have one. Your mom has really good quotes.
She has really good quotes.
I'm pretty sure she has a relationship one. Do you remember one?
I'm trying to think of if she's ever told me a relationship goal quote.
What about what she told you when she came to visit and y'all went to the Mexican restaurant?
oh yeah, that's not necessarily a relationship goal, but that is a good, it has to do with relationships.
Oh, well, tell everyone, what was it?
When I moved to where I currently live now, my mother came with me to find an apartment in September. And when I came here, or when we came in September, she was like, my spirit is just telling me that you are going to meet someone here. The person that you're going to spend the rest of your life with is going to be here. And I was just like, well, girl, if Jesus want this person to be here, tell him to hurry up and send him. I was just joking. And she was very accurate on that.
Oh. So that means no matter what I did, I still would have won?
According to Pamela.
Oh.
Thoughts and processes at that time, you would have?
No, I'm actually happy and glad that you were actually here.
Mm-hmm.
That you're my 2020. So when people think about 2020, they're like, oh, COVID, oh, shutdown, oh, COVID, oh, shutdown. I'm like, nope, ah, Brittany.
Ooh, hashtag that.
Yep.
That's a hashtag relationship goals.
Yep, everybody had to go in the house so we get time to meet. So my hashtag 2020, hashtag COVID, hashtag Brittany.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to use that on a t-shirt.
We need to get 2 t-shirts made.
So anyway, so for me, relationship goals, it's evolved and it's changed mm-hmm. over time. That as I've gotten older, or I ain't going to say older, as I've gotten more experienced in this whole dating thing, it's like the goals kind of changed because certain things mattered more. Because initially, relationship goals started at the base like you talk about. It was just the appearance of things.
Mm-hmm.
So most of the time when you meet people, you meet their appearance.
Yeah, first. That is what you're doing. You're going based off of what they look like. That's the only thing that's attracting to that person because you haven't talked to them. You don't know anyone who knows them most of the time. So you're going just based off how they look, hoping that like they're a person who probably has some sense and some sort of morals and standards to them.
So do you know there's a whole group of people, I'm not going to speak no names, that depending on how a person looks, their behavior or responses to things is judged based on how they look. Because I think I was talking to you before that I was like, well, I think you're attractive enough that it don't matter if you can't cook. But then there's some people that people be like, you can't cook? No, it's like, but like you can be attractive, people can be rude and get by more than other people.
I mean, it is a real thing with appearance. Like, based off how you look, life can be more favorable for you.
Think I can win the lottery?
Sure. And we can all win the lottery.
How come we ain't won then? We ain't attractive enough?
I'm not talking about that. That's luck and by chance.
Yeah, I'm just playing. No, but relationship goals, because we're in a relationship now. So relationship goals, I feel like this is where relationship goals really matter because we're actually like together. And I think mm-hmm. I can talk about the way relationships look when other people have them from the outside, that even if it's a great relationship, we don't really know everything that it took to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what rocky or hard times or different things they had to get to build that foundation.
And you don't necessarily, it's okay to have people who you might look up to be like, oh, they, you know, they have a good relationship and they've been together strong and moving forward. But you don't want to, like, emulate your actual relationship based off of those ideals and things. You want to make it your own.
Okay. My relationship goal is to find a way to always feel the way that I felt when we first met. And I think we've been doing that. It's like I still get excited every time you call, every time I get a text message. It give me that feeling that I got when you first text or you first call.
It's like that butterflies in your tummy feeling.
That whenever I answer the phone, I don't even speak right away. It's always a couple second pause, and I'll be like, hello. I have to get my voice right. You know, and then just remembering to say thank you for giving me a call. It's really great to see you. But oh, you don't got to tell me that. I see you all the time. That's my Britney voice. Is that better? No, but seriously, I get that feeling all the time. What are you doing? You watching TV? What are you watching? You don't want to watch that. Let's watch this podcast. Ain't this better? What are you eating? You don't want that. Let me make you a smoothie. You want some spinach? Ain't that better?
So apparently, that's how I sound to him, guys.
You were recording a podcast? What you talking about? Let's talk about us. Ain't that better?
Oh my God.
Are you asleep? Wake up. Oh, I didn't know you were sleeping. You shouldn't be sleeping on the couch. Go lay down. Ain't that better?
Oh, God.
You know what? That I ain't gonna say that's the way you sound to me. When I think of you in my head, that's what you sound to me.
Apparently an old little nagging lady is what it sounds like.
I'm just not good at doing impressions. What about this? I can't even do it. How do I sound to you then?
To me, like, you just sound...
I keep my regular voice.
Yeah, you keep your regular voice. Like, you don't sound... I don't feel like it fluctuates or anything like that. Like, you're very steady.
Oh.
Like, you don't have a voice where, like, it changes and you talk like... Hey, I'm a man, you are. Nothing like that. You don't, you know, like, it's even. It's steady.
Oh, I feel bad now.
Don't feel bad, because I think it's funny when you use that voice to emulate me. I don't feel bad. So, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to let a sponsor talk, and we'll come back to you guys with a little fun, I don't know, activity. So
ain't this better?
We'll be back. So, guys, we are back. We are going to talk about some of our favorite couples who I guess we would consider relationship goals. So this would be interesting because we've never really discussed this together, but I'm curious to know what couples you look to as relationship goals, and you're going to hear some of the couples that I look to as relationship goals.
Am I able to claim certain people as relationship goals, even though I don't really know them well?
Sure.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Glad you said that then.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of these people we don't know.
Okay. Well, this might throw you off a little bit, but... My relationship goal is to have a relationship like your parents.
You took mine.
I didn't take yours. You know where I got it from? You know where I got it from? Because you talk about their relationship all the time. And if you talk about it all the time, it's because A, you experienced it because you were around it. And B, that it actually meant something to you, the things that you were seeing.
Mm-hmm.
So... Again, I don't know that particular relationship, but I know you talk about it. So I want something similar to that. And I can't mimic my actions on your parents' beautiful relationship because I haven't seen that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I want something just as good or as strong.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm actually working towards it. So, I actually want to know, maybe they can tell me if I'm on the right track.
Yeah, well, I am honored that you want to use Sid and Pam.
I stole your thunder.
As your relationship goes.
I stole your thunder.
Yes.
Okay, still but use it. Still
but
use
no,
it.
I am still going to use that, of course.
Selfish.
Like, my parents' relationship would probably be my number one relationship goals. Only because, like you said, I grew up with them, so I know exactly how they operate and how they do things with one another. And I would say I would choose theirs because they are very caring and compassionate towards one another and very attentive to one another, definitely. And I just feel the way that they show love not only to each other but to others around them is something that is important, because it's just not also about like, oh yes, I love my significant other, but how you show love to like your children, your you know, family and friends. And I think my parents are great examples of that. Mm-hmm. And so I would definitely want to emulate that in the future.
Oh wow. I wish I had a story similar to that, but sadly, I don't.
No,
I will actually say half of this is because the way I learn things is I learn things more when things don't go right,
mm-hmm.
when there's failures, when there's inefficiencies or things that's not correct. That's where I feel that true learning is in mm-hmm. life. So I haven't seen the inside of many of those beautiful relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So I can say that growing up as a kid,
mm-hmm.
and I'm talking through my kid eyes, because when I was in grade school, it's like I think we were more naive than person in grade school now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I remember my mom and dad's marriage and relationship as like beautiful and perfect. But now that I'm older, I'm thinking it was beautiful and perfect for me. The way that they coexist and made my life great.
Yeah.
But I don't know exactly what they were doing for each other's life. So I know they say it's not how you start, but how you finish. And they're not together anymore. So, obviously, the finished part wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's a lot of relationships that are really great in the beginning or in the middle, but then they don't finish as strong as they started. So, when I see certain people's relationship, it means something different when I see where they're at in their relationship. That if I see someone that's going through it and they're in the first year, I'm like, I don't know about this. But then it's kind of like they had, when I see them at their fifth year and their 10th year and different things, but a lot of people I feel they didn't finish. So I looked at relationships around me, including my own, that I looked about what's wrong with this relationship? Why is it not working? What's missing? What's this? So I people watch. I think we did it together before. We did it on Valentine's Day, where we'll be out and we'll look at the people that are together on dates and how they're acting. Like when we went to the mall and the woman was shopping and the guy was like 8 steps behind, like he wasn't even with her. And it's like they didn't even seem like they were on the same page.
When we go to the mall, you can be right next to me.
It's just like that kind of thing. Or when they're walking out of the door and whoever go first, just go first, and the other person don't even hold the door open. Like, if you ain't get here before the door closed, you got to open your own door.
USOL.
Yeah. And it's just, like, different things. Like, so that's where I did, like, a lot of learning, because I didn't really personally see. Because I know my grandparents had great relationships, but
that's a relationship, though.
And it's like, I didn't really talked to my grandmother about the relationship, but I talked to my grandfather. It's my dad's dad, my dad's mom. She passed away when I was younger. I think I was like 13.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't even old enough to actually start the conversation. Yeah. So when I had the conversations with him about it, I was in my 20s now. And he was reflecting back, talking about it. So the stuff that I saw with their relationship really was more true, mm-hmm. the way he talked and described it.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually learned a lot from him, because I don't think for relationship goals, I don't think I would learn anything from the woman. I learn more for the guy, because the guy, we don't have a lot of role models for that purpose that we can talk about with relationships. So if my heart gets broken, what guy am I going to talk to it about?
But I kind of take that back, because I feel like, and maybe that's just because this is my dad, but I feel like I learned a lot from my dad about men,
mm-hmm.
and dating and relationships and like how to approach things from like a male perspective. So I do feel like you can learn from the opposite sex, but that might be biased because my dad.
But it's kind of biased. Like, for instance, like if we were together, right? And let's say we didn't work for whatever misunderstanding,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hurt that we didn't work, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I go around any of the guys that I know, they'd be like, man, you need to suck that up. Go meet somebody else.
Mm.
Like,
they wouldn't allow
like I couldn't go to them and say, I just need her in my life. It's like I can't say sensitive stuff like that, because most guy-on-guy relationships don't consist of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like next person up.
Mm-hmm.
Many more fish in the sea. So where the women can have their girlfriends and they can be single and talk about it. Guys don't sit there in a conversation like three of us and talk about the trauma of being single.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no, we talk about the next person we met.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it's just not like a place for that.
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of times our guy relationships aren't developed to kind of talk about those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't give each other tips to make the relationship work.
You guys give each other tips on how to find the next person.
Yeah. Or try to outdo the other person.
Yeah, that's what you all do.
Yeah. So it's just like the weirdest like thing. We have to internalize when things don't work,
mm-hmm.
and minimize it.
Yes.
But when things do work, then we talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little difference. But I think that's more with gender roles that actually changed that a little bit. Because whenever, like when I met you, right? I can't walk around to other guys and be like, just met somebody. Because the next question out of their mouth, show me a picture, what she look like? That's the only thing that matters. But then there's women friends that I have that are platonic. Did I say that right? Yeah, that too. That are platonic, that they'll want to know, what is she like? Is she nice? Is she good to you? Is she this? No guy has ever asked me if the woman I met was good to me. But it's like, women ask that kind of stuff. So talking to women or being around women helped me actually think about those kind of things, mm-hmm. as far as relationship goes. Like, I want someone that's good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want somebody that thinks of me from time to time and cares about me.
Mm-hmm.
So, you play with my watch?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, relationship goals. I always wanted a woman to play on my watch.
That's a relationship goal that you had?
Yeah. Ain't that bad?
What happens all the time? Well, okay, so what is another couple that...
Barack Obama and Michelle Obama.
You keep taking mine.
That's yours too?
Yes.
That's the only... Can you pick somebody else? Can't you pick...
I can pick other... Don't say it, because I might... I know who my next couple is that I'm going to talk about.
I was going to use that one too.
If you do, oh my God. But no, I mean, obviously, Michelle and Barack Obama for numerous reasons.
I don't have a goal. Look, you're my relationship goal. I don't have any goal. Like, I had this idea of this person that I always wanted to meet, right? So, relationship goals for me, this is the truth. Relationship goals for me really consist of that person when I actually, like, met her and how I thought things were going to be. And you are that person. It's like, there's a couple differences because the character isn't fleshed out, but you're the essence of the person that I always desired. And you treat me the way I felt that that person would actually treat me if I ever met her. So my relationship goal was us. And it wasn't just things that you'll be doing for me or providing. It's what we will have together. Mm-hmm. That we will be able to have these mature conversations. We'll be able to talk about everything under the sun. Anytime we learn something new, just talk about it. That we'll check on each other when we first wake up, before we go to bed, sometime in the middle of the day. It's like, I don't know any relationship that really was doing that. It was like, I was like, yeah, I would like something like that. The only problem is I can have certain goals like that, but if it's not the right person, I don't want any of that. I don't want it. Y'all can keep it. So I don't know if any of those relationships prepared me for what I have now, but I felt like the relationships that I did have actually got me closer to getting this. I think it was some things I needed to understand, mm-hmm. or see better. Like, because I think I used to be really selfish, probably. I still am, kind of. I want what I want.
I was going to say, yeah, you want what you want. But I haven't found you to be selfish in regards to, like, us.
I'd be like, oh, I want to make you happy. Or not make you happy. I want to add value to your happy life. That's selfish?
No.
Okay. Well, not only do I want to do that, I want to actually be a part of the rest of your journey. Is that better?
They're both fine. Neither one is selfish.
Okay. Well, I want to spend time from time to time. How about that?
Those are all great. We do all that now.
I want to take you out on dates.
We do that now.
Doesn't that make me selfish?
No, how is that making you selfish?
I want to do podcasts with you.
That's not selfish. Selfish would be like things that are just specifically for you and you would not be included.
But in real life, all those things is for me. I'd be like, oh, I want a good relationship. Selfish Manny. Oh, I want to go out on dates with my love sometimes.
But we both want to do that.
But it's mutually beneficial, but it's selfish. Like, let's say if only you wanted to, I don't know, go out on a date every Thursday, right? Mm-hmm. And I had no interest in it. And I went out on dates anyway. It only benefits you. It's not benefiting me.
That's what I'm saying. The fact that both of us want to do those things, that's not selfish on either person's part. Oh. We collectively are choosing to want to do those things together.
Okay. Well, I got a new goal. I got a goal to make you smile every day for a reason that you weren't expecting. Not that smile just because you woke up, because that's natural and normal. Like, a smile just because something, a part of your day that I had a role in, made your day turn out a little bit different. This has actually been a secret goal this whole time. So, how am I doing?
Fantastic.
That's a selfish goal. I didn't even include you in it.
That's a good goal. That's
okay.
Not selfish.
Okay. Hashtag goals. No, but seriously, I think every relationship has their goals, but I know I think everyone's goal in a relationship is to be happy. It's just happiness means something different.
I was going to say it looks different for every different single people. Person. Yeah.
And to actually get closer to your version of happiness, mm-hmm. you have to understand yourself. And you have to be vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You have to learn to be vulnerable and humble. And actually really understand who you are and where you're at. Because if you're providing me with everything that I desire, I'll have to think, what am I reciprocating back? Because if you're pouring into me and I'm not pouring into you, there's no balance. Mm-hmm. But in relationships, it's not a trade. It's not like I'll give you 20% of me for 20% of you. It's kind of like one of those things that is just kind of fluid.
Mm-hmm. And that is true, though. In order to find happiness, I feel like you have to be happy with yourself and who you are. Because if you're not happy with yourself, I feel like you're not going to attract the person that you want to attract. Because there's going to be so many loose screws within your own self that you need to tie up before you can connect your attention and time to another person.
Yeah. I'm so glad I tied up my loose ends.
No, I'm happy you tied up your loose ends. I'm happy we both tied up any loose ends that we needed to so that our paths could connect.
I know. Just like your mom said when she came to visit and y'all went to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Her spirit told her that.
You know what would have been funny? If I was at that same restaurant and I was at the next table, like overhearing the conversation, trying to put myself in position to say, how am I going to meet her? But just so you know, I wasn't there. I didn't even know what that restaurant was at that particular time.
He just found out this story, what, 2 weeks ago or something? 3 weeks ago?
I know, and it's been stuck on my mind ever since.
Yeah, you relatively just found that story out, like, a few weeks ago.
Say you can't hurry, love. You just have to wait. What's the rest of the words?
It says love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
You
okay.
You can't hurry, love.
Who made that song?
It says Supremes.
Oh.
Right? You don't know. You're supposed to be an expert.
No, I'm not an expert. This is Pamela's song. Guys, this is what we need to do, honestly. We need to bring Sydney and Pamela on to, like, a part two of this relationship goals.
Ooh.
Convo.
I got some tough interview questions.
We do. We need to bring a seasoned, like, couple.
Yeah. Like, I want to know, like, when they first saw each other, what did they think?
Mm-hmm.
When they had their first disagreement, what was it about and how did they react?
Mm-hmm.
A tough one. Like, how did you know that that was the person that was the one? And then we can ask, like, not so normal questions. Like, going to the bathroom. Right? So, a good relationship thing, like, you know, there's number. When you go to the bathroom, you do a number one or you do a number two.
So, do we want to talk about?
Okay.
We had a conversation. This was like 2 weeks ago or whatever. And we were like, when is it? Because this is all part of, like, I guess it's kind of deviate from relationship goals, but it doesn't really. It all falls into relationship goals, being with somebody, navigating that world. We had a conversation of, like, when is the right time to, like, go to the bathroom when you're with that person. You know, when you start dating a person, everything is, like, cute, and you're like, oh, I don't do anything in front of that person. They're not going to see me do anything that I would consider nasty or whatever. Not even nasty, but what do...
Oh, you doing a number two in the bathroom.
Yeah. So we had this conversation of, like, when would that be appropriate? Because the only reason why we had this conversation, I brought it up because we were at a Mexican restaurant. And I was like, babe, I don't know. If you eat this food, might mess your stomach up. And that's what made me think. I was like, if that happened, I was like, are you going to use the bathroom in my house? Or are you going to go home?
And I was like, nah, I would go home.
He was going to go all but the way home.
I didn't have to go.
I was like, wait a second, though. Okay. I'm not done. I was like, why would you go all the way home or whatever? I was like, I have two bathrooms. Like, you can use one here. And he was like, well, you said something like, you're not ready to expose that part of something.
Well, no, I was saying, and not only would I go home, I wouldn't even tell you that that's why I'm going home.
But why, like, would you want to go home?
If we came back from the Mexican restaurant and I had that feeling like, oh, I'd be like, you know what? I think I left my crock pot on. And then you'd be like, I'll ride with you. I'm like, nah. You got to get you some rest. So I can hurry up and go home.
No, but yeah, so we had the conversation of like, when is it appropriate? Like, when are you comfortable enough to do that? Like, when are you comfortable enough in a relationship? Because I feel like when everyone starts dating somebody, they always want to look perfect. And like, oh, I don't do anything. Like, I don't have any bodily functions.
Yeah, but I don't know. That's like a slippery slope.
Why?
You know what? I will tell you. The whole time I've been coming over to visit you, or whenever you came over to visit me, I haven't had to go. So, I've never had to deal with it. But I did share with you when I was in the military. When I joined the Navy, like, it was 88 of us. It was 88 guys that was in the barracks, right? And it was 8 stalls, right? And whenever, in the daytime, whenever we had to go to the bathroom, we had bathroom time. Like, they'd be like, 11 o'clock, everybody can go to the bathroom. So it'd be like 8 stalls. It'd be 8 lines of 10 people, right? And there was no doors on the toilet. There was no door. Because, you know, and they got rid of privacy because they were trying to make us a team. So about 3 feet in front of you was the next person. So if you had to do a number 2 for everyone or B, and you had to sit down, you sit down, the other person is right there looking at you. And I was like, man, I couldn't go to the bathroom with somebody looking at me. But nobody could. So everybody, we was having a hard time doing PT, our physical, our exercise, because everybody had to go to the bathroom. And then after about 10 days, we couldn't take, like, we would wake up in the middle of the night, and we'll try to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, but obviously everybody couldn't go because it's the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Man, after about 10 or 11 days, we couldn't take it no more. That we were just going, we didn't care. Because we got to the point where we couldn't not do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So then it just became normal. And I feel like for relationship purposes, it's the same way. As long as I still got options. Like, we don't live together. I still got options. Like, so I'm going to utilize my other option. Unless I have to. Like, you're like 30 minutes away from me, right? So if I really had to go that bad, I couldn't make it. Right?
But the fact that you even are contemplating going home, it's different. We both have 2 bathrooms.
I know. So you went in my house?
No.
Why not?
I haven't had to go.
You think you haven't had to go because your body just pushes it all the way up?
No.
So it don't come out?
There has not been an opportunity. No, I'm serious. There has not been an opportunity where I felt like, oh my God, I just got to get me to the bathroom. Like, I need to. It hasn't presented itself like you said. But if it did,
all
I'm not
time.
Driving home.
Okay. when I come over to your place, have you went when I was here?
No.
Why not? Because I was here. Right? There's something in your body that think it might want to go, but it just kind of go away because I'm here.
Literally, no, it does not.
All this time.
All this time.
All this food we ate.
I'm a go in the morning person anyway.
After I left, after I'm not here. So you conditioned your body to go when I'm at work.
That is not even it. But I'm saying, like, I would just, if, like, I'm at your house, I'm not driving 30 minutes home.
Okay. Would you give me a warning before you do it?
Sure.
Or you'd just, like, we'd be sitting there watching TV and you'd be like, hey, babe, I'm about to go and take a dump.
I wouldn't say dump, but I might be like, okay, my stomach doesn't feel right, so I'm gonna head to the bathroom.
Yep.
I might be a minute.
Don't nobody go in the bathroom for 35, 45 minutes. But I can't believe we were talking about this.
I don't really know how we got on this topic, but
this is not a relationship.
It's not a relationship goal, but somehow it... part of relationships breaking the ice. It's part of relationships and breaking the ice in a relationship.
You know what? There's a lot of people that say the relationship hasn't started till the other person know you went to the bathroom.
Well, I mean, you got to
get... Because you know what? Matter of fact, the people that I know that's been in relationships a long period of time, they go to the bathroom with the other person standing in the bathroom.
Yeah. That's a level of true comfort.
Yeah.
We're not there.
I know. I'm just saying.
We're not there on that aspect.
I don't even want to be in the same apartment with you. No, I'm just playing.
You better get used.
No, I'm just saying. That will be an uncomfortable, weird thing because if I'm at your apartment, right, and I get up to go, you'd be like, where are you going? And I'd be like, I'm going back here. And you'd be like, what's taking so long? Like, you know, so it'd be easier. Like, if I was at my place, you would still ask me the same questions, but it'd be a little different. Like, if I'm here, if it's your place, and I'm gone, like, 15 minutes, but I didn't leave. You know. It's just different. I can't believe we should erase this.
No, we're not. This is funny. And this is just real life. And we talk about real life. So, guys, when the moment does come, we'll let you all know. We'll give you an update on that. And let you know our takes and how we felt about it.
Like, you think it'll break us up?
Well, you know, that's great to have two bathrooms. You use the designated bathroom now. You don't even use the same bathroom that I use now, which is weird. The bathroom in my bedroom, you never go in there except to brush your teeth.
That is true.
You don't. So, essentially, you have your own bathroom if you need
to. Maybe it's preparing us for later in life.
It might be. I have a designated bathroom that you need to go to.
Why you gotta say designated?
I mean, well, that's how it kind of is now. You have claimed
because that
this bathroom in the hallway is the bathroom you go to.
That was the guest bathroom. Because if I was a guest, I wouldn't use the bathroom that's in your room.
But you're not a guest.
Yeah, but the first time I came over, I was a guest.
That's different.
Why should I change? I go to the bathroom where the commoners go.
Well, guys, clearly we are rambling on, but this was just a fun podcast. We were just talking from our heart with our thoughts, laughing, joking, having a good time. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We had fun doing it. I would feel like this is one of our actual... podcast where I really enjoyed. It was just lighthearted. We were just having a good time laughing, joking. So hopefully you all enjoy it too. You have anything to say?
Yep. I wanted to say I love you not only for who you are, but for who I am when I am with you. You have made me a better person and have always believed in me. I think I fell in love with you even before I met you, because if not for that hope of finding true love, how would I be standing here? Life comes with challenges, but with you by my side, we can take on the world together. I love you for all that you are, all that you have been, and all that you have been yet to be. If I know what love is, it's because of you. No, I didn't write that, but I might as well because it's how I feel.
I was going to say, those are your actual thoughts, which is crazy that that is something that you didn't even come up with.
No.
Because that's everything that you've said before.
I know. I'm a meme. Right? I'm a meme.
Okay, you want to be
a meme. Ain't that better? All right, well, thank everyone for tuning in. I would call this another jam-packed episode, but we just wanted to keep it carefree and light. Hope we didn't offend anyone with today's message. Just speaking our minds with our table talk, communication, and conversation with Brittany and Manny. We look forward to tuning in again next week.
See you guys. We'll be back soon. Enjoy.